Good morning, everybody. For those that don't remember me, I'm Father Andrew Morkunis. I'm the chaplain of University Hospitals at Cleveland Medical Center, and now I reside at Communion of Saints, St. Anne's Parish, on the corner of Cedar and Coventry. And Father Anthony called for help because he knew it was going to be cold in here this morning. And if you think this is cold, Alaska is colder, so just be happy you're here. Last week, my homily focused on prayer, more on the listening aspect of prayer. You see, when you are in prayer with God, you are actually in conversation with Him. And if you are always talking and not listening, how do you know what He is saying and when He is saying it? There are people like that in our lives, right? Always talking. You can't get a word in edgewise. Or when they start talking, all of a sudden, you know, you've got a point to make and they change the topic on you and it's just absolutely frustrating. You ever meet such a person? Maybe you are that kind of person. But you know what? God never gets fed up with us. He listens to us always. He hears the cry of the poor. But what about us? Are we listening to Him? This was the main points of my homily last week. So if you want to keep up, you know, you need to attend every Mass that I celebrate. So one of the constant spiritual exercises of our lives is to discern His will. Now, discern is one of those kind of words like, what is it? So I look up, went to my favorite theological desk reference, the dictionary, and Webster's defined discern in one of those ABC categories, whatever. To come, to know, or to recognize mentally. The theological version of that definition is discerning the will of God, is to come to know or recognize spiritually in the hearts. So we need to listen to Him in the silence of our hearts. Because we may be praying our entire lives and not know the will of God. Now, in the hospital, I have to wear an ID. On the ID lanyard, it says, "Go Army." Now, people are always asking me, "Oh, Father, were you a chaplain in the Army?" And of course, that leads to a short story of my 60 years of life. And here it is. I was born in Euclid. I attended Euclid High School. I never went to Catholic school. I was never an altar boy. Scarred me for life. I attended the University of Toledo, Army ROTC. I was in the Army for 13 years where I was a good Catholic. I attended Mass twice a year like you're supposed to at Christmas and Easter. Left the Army, got a civilian job, had nothing to do on the weekends, started going to church, and one thing led to another. And this August, I will celebrate my 15th anniversary as a priest. So I am on my third vocation, I'm on my third career, but I'm on my first vocation. You see, it wasn't until my mid-30s that I started listening. I started listening to God. And He said, "Come and follow me." Now, all of you are faithful Catholics. You listen to God, right? Have you all done what He told you to do? Here's another spiritual exercise for you. You need something to pray about? Spend time in quiet prayer and recall when was the last time, the last thing God told you to do, and you did it. Because you know what? If you don't listen, look at Jonah. Now, in today's reading, We start off in chapter 3. Let's skip back a few chapters, okay? Chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to Jonah. Set out for the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, for their wickedness has come before me. But Jonah made ready to flee to Tarshish, away from the Lord. He went down to Joppa, found a ship going to Tarshish, and paid the fare, and went down in it to go with them to Tarshish, away from the Lord. Summarize a couple of things, you know, God was not happy, you know, a big storm came up and started tossing the boat about, so the crew picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea stopped raging. But the Lord sent a great fish to swallow Jonah, and he remained in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Then the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah upon dry land. So, what is the lesson here? God gets his way always. God's will be done. Now, I've said this in many places, and I probably have said it here as well, but it's worth repeating. The key to happiness, pay attention. Write it down if you need to. Conform your life to God's will, and you will be happy. Because God's will be done. Jonah was told to go to Nineveh, and he went in the other direction. Tossed overboard, swallowed by a fish, and then vomited up on the shore. How much easier life would have been for Jonah, the crew on the boat, and let's not forget the fish with the upset stomach. You see, going against God's will not only affects us, but those around us. Now, it took me 30 plus years to discern the will of God, and now entering into my 60s, I can confidently say that I am a happy priest. Oh, I still have challenges. I still have rough times in my life. You know, hospital chaplaincy is not easy. We all have these challenges. It's called the cross. And I pray every day for the strength to carry it. God says to Jonah a second time, set out for the great city of Nineveh. This time, he pays attention. Jonah began his journey through the city and gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast, and all of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. When God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. You see, doing God's will does affect those around us. God did as the Lord commanded, and Nineveh was saved. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. So, Father, what did God say to you that you should become a priest? Well, this is what he said to me. As Jesus passed by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting their nets into the sea. They were fishermen. Jesus said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. This is the gospel passage that God spoke to me. You see, I'm named for the Apostle Andrew. I've got an older brother named Peter. I paid attention. I didn't need to be told a second time. Now, what has God told you? Pay attention. Don't worry. He'll get your attention. Better do it the first time.